Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Sheldon Sunshine, the chief of the Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about here is there's been certainly lots of discussions around the province on the separation topic, but the know yourself and the Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation have been rather vocal on that topic and particularly against it. I guess, why don't you kind of take us through some of the kind of main points in your sort of opposition to that, if you will?
Well, first of all, things have started escalating over the past couple of years, and of course, we're in a situation we are. We filed the intervener status on Bill 54, and of course, the courts ruled in our favor, and then, of course, Bill 14 came shortly after that ruling. And that's basically the reason we filed the court action. You know, it is determined that question violates treaty. And yet now we see legislation introduced and passed that allows for that. So, you know, when it comes to talking about treaty and all of those things that come with it, we see that this is an absolute violation of our treaty.
And certainly the treaty rights has been one of the main things that has been brought up in some of these discussions vis-a-vis separation, if you will, in the province. And certainly with the treaty rights of the Constitution, how big of a factor is this in kind of the sort of the legal challenge you guys have launched here?
Well, it has significant impacts on us. As the court case in Justice Feasby's decision outlined, it is a contravention of our treaty, plain and simple. So we'll take any steps within our means to oppose those violations, whether it's legal or what have you. You know, it is something that affects not only First Nations, but it affects all Albertans, all Canadians. So to allow a petition to go forward that has significant impacts on everybody, then, you know, we have to take those steps.
Now, when it comes to some of the statements and whatnot that I know you've been in the middle of the past a little bit, what has been kind of any, I guess, feedback, if you will, that you have gotten on some of the comments on trying to work through this issue, if you will?
I've had a wide range of feedback, you know, but for the most part, it's supportive. We have First Nations aligning with the same messaging, that we are taking a stand for us, but not only us, but for all First Nations. And when it comes to the regular Albertans, we've been got a lot of positive feedback as well. You know, a lot of the Albertans feel that they don't have a voice when it comes to some of these changes that the provincial government are introducing. And so, you know, it provides an avenue for them to show support. That's the reason we started the GoFundMe, because this does not only affect First Nations, it affects everybody. So they wanted an avenue so that they could help support this fight, because it's not only, like I said, a First Nation fight, it's an Albertan and Canadian fight. So, you know, and going back to how this all started, you know, there are significant legislations over the last couple of years that we've seen that have direct violations of our treaty. And yet First Nations are always an afterthought when it comes to these things. So.
And I know you got the legal challenge going on right now. I know the you sent a letter to Prime Minister Mark Carney as well. So what are kind of some of the, I guess, steps ahead in some of this challenge moving forward here?
Yeah, we got, of course, the challenge that's going to be heard on April 7th to 9th. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, you know, I've met with the Prime Minister's office, not the Prime Minister specifically, but we raised those concerns outlined in our litigation. You know, it's creating disharmony in this province. We've seen significant rise in racism. You know, I've got messages in my inbox and in my email that, you know, it seems that this process has really emboldened racism and foreign interference when it comes to the folks south of us, that really opened the door to foreign interference. So we've seen a significant amount of difference in the question that was raised by Thomas Bukazic and now the APP and some of the processes. They had, it seems to be that they have a lot of funding as opposed to Thomas Bukazic having parking lot signings as opposed to some of these big venues that's being funded from somewhere.
There are some interesting things to follow in this story going forward. Sheldon Sunshine, the chief of the Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. You know, some of the information that we're getting from that group and misinformation that's being put out there where they claim to have some First Nation support. You know, I put out a post yesterday on social media and our LinkedIn outlining some of those things where First Nations people really aren't included in this process. They say that they're friends of First Nations, yet we see the otherwise. Like I always say, that actions speak louder than words.